So I did start my do's and don'ts list over there.
No, maybe if you have dry skin, you shouldn't.
Wait, hang on. Hang on. Hang on.
What are you doing?
Finishing my list real quick.
Oh.
Okay, we can go.
Because I think the oils are good for you, and you don't want to wash them away, especially if you have dry skin.
I want to wash them away. I'll put lotion on.
Yeah, put lotion on to mix with your natural oils.
I don't really care for my natural oils.
Really? I've grown to love them as I age.
I love them until someone takes a flash photo of me, and then I'm like, why does it look...
I feel like you're not wet usually.
Oh, I'm soaked.
I don't feel that way about you.
I'm constantly... You can
like,
actually...
I'm like shiny.
You know those mirrors that are just so close you can see all your pores? You can actually do that if you get close enough to my forehead.
I don't know how. You don't have pores.
I have pores.
Okay.
I have pores.
I have pore.
I have pore. What do you have?
Pore. I've never seen your pore.
Come close. Do you want to see my pore?
Yeah.
In IRL?
You don't have. Look at me. Like, all here.
I don't see your pores.
I do.
Either.
I have pore. I have pore.
So I have pore. We all have pore. I think maybe I'm going to start washing my face. I mean, and like,
don't fix what's not broken.
No, the thing is, like, I'm tired of getting new white sheets once every 8 months.
Brown. Completely brown. Down to my mattress pad, down to the mattress.
No, my sheets look like in Pompeii, those that couple that died because they got hit
disgusting.
By...
Disgusting.
It's my ashes.
Yeah.
In the part where I lay most often.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I need to get a new mattress.
Yeah, it looks like a crime scene. Like, yeah. Oh, this person was burned.
Like the outline
in
of my
space.
Body. 100%.
Which is gross, but like, I could also simply...
I guess we could flip the mattress. People do that.
No, my sheets.
I'm talking about how it goes through to my mattress.
Oil queen.
Yeah.
I'm not on your level yet. I go to Costco for my sheets.
I get them on Amazon.com/sheets.
Yeah, /sheets. But I guess I could just not get white sheets, but I love crisp white sheets.
I get tan cream. Which is a little helpful.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know what? Ins and outs for 2024. Should we...
Not washing your face?
No. Should we bring back like colored sheets? So I feel like most often people do white.
I would say neutral. So don't be scared to do gray, tan.
I think the big...
I like earthy too, like green,
yeah.
Dark green.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, do what you... want.
I think earth tone sheets are in for 2024.
Okay.
Natural tone
white,
sheets.
White sheets are out?
I don't want to say they're out because I just got a new set.
Okay.
Maybe in 8 months we'll circle back.
Okay.
But I like my white sheets. I always get confused if high thread count or low thread count is better. Anybody know? High thread count is better for what reason? Just feels better? Okay.
But low might be good for like sweaty.
That's what I was thinking.
But I don't know.
I keep getting ads for this this like mattress thing cover that you put over that like you can adjust the temperature of your mattress.
Mom and Pop-Up have that because Mom sweats and Pop-Up is freezing, so they go half and half. That's what Dylan has to do. It
changed my life. Okay, so I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to get it. $3,000. Yeah, no, I'm not going to get it, I guess.
Which side are you, Ryan?
I sweat, so I make it -10, which you can go down.
-10 degrees?
No, it's -10 to +10.
Mm. Oh my God, is she freezing?
She's really cold.
Wow.
And I'm really
yeah, I would need it on the -10.
Oh, I have to have it on the -10.
Yeah. Ooh, I want to put I want to be able to sleep in socks one day.
Yeah. I slept in socks over the weekend because I was abroad in
Colorado.
Oh, you
were abroad. Oh yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Welcome back, Happy New Year.
Oh my gosh. Just right into sheets.
Right into... face oils
and, face
and body
oil.
Oils
wouldn't be us if we didn't do that.
No.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Welcome back to BNCMAP.
First episode of 2024.
Yep. And we haven't been in this studio in like what, a month? Literally a month? Oh, I was making that up. Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sick.
I feel like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Maybe a month.
It was a month, I think.
That's
I'm gonna
crazy.
Go out on a limb and say a month.
That's
we
wild.
And now I'm like, what do I do? How do we get from point A?
Yeah,
to point B?
I don't know.
Sometimes you know what it's in for 2024? Letting go and letting God.
Yeah.
No, actually, Jesus taking the wheel, even just as a blanket statement. Not to go right into religion in the first 10 seconds after face oils.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think we were going. Frankie was away at the guinea pig spa for
I'm so confused.
3 weeks.
I didn't know that Frankie was away.
Oh, God. She was.
Frankie was studying abroad?
She was studying abroad. She was an hour away at the guinea pig farm.
That's abroad
for
Frankie.
She got a bubble bath.
If you think of how many steps like a guinea pig has to take to go an hour away, that is me swimming to Italy.
Yeah, that is so true. She was in Topanga.
Oh, yeah.
With so many other guinea pigs.
She was halfway across the globe.
With so many other guinea pigs. And when I went to get her yesterday, they brought her out because she was back, like deep into the farmland. They brought her out on a golf cart. And it's just like watching her come. She was sitting in the passenger seat, just like sitting there. And
whoa.
It was so cute.
Wait, Frankie is living the high life. Holy crap.
It was so precious. And they like, those people at the guinea pig farm devote their lives to guinea pigs. Like it was unreal to see.
That's so awesome.
And what's cool is that all the other guinea pigs came running right up to me. Like they wanted to be pet. They were weaking. Frankie, immobile. Stoic. didn't flinch when she saw
our
me.
Frank.
Yeah, that's
Did
Franklin.
Did you say weaking?
They weak.
So that's that. Yeah, I feel like we were close.
It's so cute.
That
Frankie
is cute.
Has like, Frankie's a little nonverbal, but she weaks very quietly.
Yeah.
She does weak though.
Oh, I think we all weak.
She's so cute.
In her own way.
But yeah, she's back home. She had a blast. I do not think she knows who I am. Yeah, she hasn't come out from under her snack cart.
I got a Rover for the first time ever because I'll get to that part.
Yeah.
But I was just like, you know what? I want like on Rover. I've never used it. You can actually have like someone come stay at your house.
Oh yeah.
And it was like super affordable. It was actually the cheapest option. Because
someone stayed in your new palace?
Yeah, in my new pad.
Wow.
Yeah.
In your bed?
So when she came over for like a visit beforehand, she was like, is this a one bedroom? And I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, I don't stay at one bedroom. And I was like, salute. So she spent the whole day there and then would just like leave at night every day.
What? She just doesn't stay at one bedrooms because she doesn't want to sleep in your bed?
She'd rather stay in like a guest room.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. But I was just like, okay, nice. Now I don't have to like wash my sheets for you.
Yeah.
Queen. But she had like glowing reviews. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to like trust a professional to stay in my home, send me updates every hour. I'm going to use Rover every single time now. It was awesome.
Do you think that they rove for guinea pigs?
Yeah, they do. I saw it on there. They do.
Oh my God.
Rabbits, guinea pigs. And there were so many options too. It was like, do you want like an in-house, do you want like a house sitter option or like check-in option where like you're like, Frankie would probably be fine to be checked in on.
She would be fine to check in.
Max doesn't like being alone.
Wow, that's great.
And it was like a new space because we just moved in there. So like he really probably wouldn't want to be alone. And then also like my landlord did us a favor by like, cause it was like no dogs. So, and I was like, he doesn't bark, but I'm like, I've also never left him alone for 3 hours.
Right.
So, but it was so funny. She was sending me updates. Like,
how did you get past the no dog legislation?
I said, please. Like, he's so polite. And she's like, I'll make an exception this one time.
Okay.
But I brought him up after like chatting with her and her touring for 2 hours with me. And then at the end, I was like,
and you knew
so
there
got
was
this
no dog.
Dog. Yeah, it was like in all caps because they have had a bad experience with dogs in the past, like barking because there's an upstairs neighbor and like a back house neighbor.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so I was like, he's so polite and he's small. And he came in and jumped on her chest and almost knocked her over. He's
and
not small
like,
by any means. She's like, oh my God, he's so big. And I was like, well, relatively speaking,
he's smaller
in terms
than you.
Of like a Great Dane, he's so tiny.
Right.
So she made the exception.
That's crazy.
And then the Rover kept texting me things like, so I know like this biting thing that he does is like out of love, but he's like gnawing on my arm.
Yeah, he
and
loves
I was
the
like,
arm.
Oh, cute. I didn't know she wanted me. Like, what am I going to do?
Right.
I'm studying abroad.
Right.
Come home and certainly talk to him. Like,
yeah.
I was like, honestly, this is like your thing now.
Yeah.
On account of me already paying you.
Right. That is an interesting.
So.
Like note home.
Right. But she took him to the park every day and was like sending me updates. And she had a dog. So anytime she wasn't able to like be physically there, she would just like leave her dog with Max and they were buddies. So that was awesome.
I didn't get one update on Frankie. They don't do that, which is scary because I don't think they know how to work a phone or computer.
Oh. Well, you just have to like let go and let God.
It was, it was scary. But she was all good.
That's so great.
Got her nails clipped.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, they like fully.
She had a doctor's visit.
She's Maybe I'll take health. Max there next time.
She's in great health. She is in great health.
Oh. yeah. No notes on her health.
No notes.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
It is so nice also just to be like, my pet is in good care while I'm gone. I can just like be fully present.
Yeah.
I wasn't fully present.
You weren't?
No, because I was just like, I haven't heard from her in like 3 hours.
Oh. Would you rather not hear from her at all? Like Frankie style?
Hard to say. You know, because the updates come in a lot and then they just like stop. And it's like, maybe she's like addressing an emergency situation. Uh-huh. And then I was thinking like, what if she died?
Right. Max could survive. How long were you gone?
5 days. No, I think he would be dead as a doorknob. But
he would find the food in the home.
I think he would bark and then my landlord would text and be like, he's barking, which she did several times.
Oh, she did?
Oh, she was able to. Every time he barked once was like, he's barking, by the way. And like the rover would be there and be like, I'm sitting here. He barked one time.
Oh my God. Yeah. That could be kind of annoying as you continue to live there throughout.
As we move forward with living there for my year lease. No, she's nice though. She was like, I was like, I'll take care of it. And she's like, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, you guys. So Mar, I've got two sinks in my bathroom. You guys are going to shit your pants.
You have two sinks?
I have a his and hers bathroom, which is great because it's just me. So I can decide if I'm his or her day to day. And I'm like, okay, so I go in there one day right before I left and I'm using the left sink. I'm more of like a right sink type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would make me hers. If you're reading left to right, it would be his and hers.
Okay.
So I'm using the left sink for like one of my first times. And as I'm using the left sink, I hear something in the right sink drain. And then all of a sudden I see something in the right sink drain.
No.
From the depths of hell.
No.
Black goop. A black like almost living substance started coming up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a roach.
No. No bugs so far in this facility. But it just starts overflowing with black garbage. Just like, not actual garbage, but just, I don't even know what it was. It wasn't sewage. It stunk.
So sewage?
I don't know what, okay. Let's call a spade a spade. It was sewage, probably. But it was horrible. It was literally.
How much did it fill up the sink?
Like, it just started happening. I go, nope. And I walk out and I shut the door and I text my landlord. I go, don't know what to say. You gotta get your ass over here and check this out.
Does she live on the property?
Yeah. And so she comes over expeditiously. You know, it's like, I want to believe that she didn't know this was happening, but like she made it over very quickly. And I had already smelled it. But she goes in and uses a wash or a paper towel and wipes it and puts it so close to her face to smell it and goes, ugh. And I was like, why did you do that? And she was like, it smells so bad. And I was like, that's why I called you over here.
Ew.
So she was able to put her body on the line for this sludge.
What's that movie called about like the living goo sludge?
That I think that's the word I was trying to conjure.
Sludge?
Was it called sludge?
No. Is it Robin Williams? Like flubber.
Flubber was like a friendly ghost though. This is an evil entity that like...
I think
like,
Flubber's evil.
This was like Last of Us vibes. Like it was like traveling evil. Out of the vestibule and like at me. Like it wanted to take on human form and attack me. And I literally walked in the bathroom and like I saw where she had wiped and she was like, ugh. Like I can't even get her gag down. So that hasn't been fixed yet. So I had to tell the rover, do not use the left sink.
Oof.
Do not use his sink. The funniest thing ever was The last time she came over, because I haven't had electricity in my bedroom or that bathroom since I moved in. And she was like, well, it's important that we do a walkthrough. And I was like, so walkthroughs happened before I signed the lease. So why are we doing this now? Like, you know, the electricity's been out. I'm a good sport. But I'm also not going to pay rent until everything's fixed, you know, because I'm going to put my foot down this year.
Good.
But she comes in. And she's chatting with me, and she's from me to you, and she has a bug on her throat that's like not even stationary. It's not like it landed on her and like was comfortable. It was like walking around on her neck, and like I was like, I need to tell this woman about this bug. But like I also didn't want to embarrass her by being like, you got a bug on your jug.
On your jugular?
Yeah, so I was like, just keeping my mouth shut, thinking like, because the bug had wings. And I was like, maybe it'll fly away as she's like talking, walking around, and it would hang out over here for a little bit. And then it would move across her jug and like hang out on this side. And I was like, damn, she had this bug on her neck, almost as if it was her own.
How do you not feel that? Because I even feel bugs when they're not on me.
How do you not feel a bug running a half marathon on your neck?
I don't know.
It was crazy, and it was just kind of like sauntering around this area, and I was just like this. She's like, we'll have to start in the kitchen, and we'll work on these lights, and we'll move our way into the bathroom. And this bug is just like, yada, 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 yada. Like, it was like she was the bug's mommy.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, stay close.
I used to like really like bugs when I was little. Oh. Like play with them and talk to them, and I would get so upset if I stepped on one. And stuff like that and so on.
Here's the thing is, like, I don't have a problem with bugs. I feel like every time we talk negatively about any of God's creatures, the bug police come out.
I'm not like obsessed with them now.
No. It's
at all.
It changes when you have a space of your own and then this bug is like in your home and it's like, I don't feel safe anymore here. Now, like in college, we had a spider.
Like I'm paying for a one bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't like invite guests over.
Right.
And every time like I have a spider in my house now, people are like, it's like protecting you from other bugs. I'm like, that's not how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people love to defend spiders the most. Where it's like, okay, they could be poisonous.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care that they're not poisonous. They could lay eggs in my ear. And like,
don't say that.
Anything that is in my vicinity that can lay eggs in my ear needs to go.
I saw a TikTok about that and haven't quite stopped thinking about it since. Because like, I guess you just need to wear earplugs when you go to bed.
I know, but
otherwise, you're completely vulnerable.
I need to wear all my orifices. I need to wear earplugs. I need to wear nose plugs. I need to wear a butt plug. I don't want it coming into my body, you know?
What do you think about mouth tape?
I just had a friend this weekend that was like, I wear mouth tape and an eye mask every night when I go to sleep now, and I've never slept better.
I think I'd suffocate with mouth
tape.
I'm
like, that is just like self-kidnapping. Like, you should duct tape your hands together, too.
Yeah.
If anything happened, like, you wouldn't even know.
Good point.
You're blindfolded and your mouth is taped shut. Like, you've done half the job.
I guess it's like a really thin, flimsy piece of tape. But still, I would suffocate. I can't breathe in my apartment due to the dust.
Well, tell me you're not claustrophobic without telling me you're not claustrophobic. That, like, to me, those two things, I'm just like, what if an emergency happened?
Also, eye masks give me a headache.
Yeah.
It feels like they're, like, tight. It's tight around my head.
Did you see my weighted eye mask that
I
got?
Yeah, I know. That's the one that used to be in your car for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one.
I know. I haven't done like a car resting session in a while. I should do that.
Why?
Been busy.
Why do car rest when you have bed rest?
My car is a safe space for me for some reason. Like, I enjoy like being in it and sitting in it and eating meals in it. And I think a lot of people would be like, that's really sad. Go home and eat your meal at home. I'm like, I kind of like going and picking up food or like a rotisserie chicken. And just kind of going ham.
Well, it's nice because you're like outdoors without being outdoors and you have like music.
And then you can just
and you can
out.
Be alone, but out.
Because
I love alone, being alone together.
Yeah.
It's a good name for a band.
Alone Together. That's a show, actually.
Is it?
And it's a good show. I just watched it. I think it's with Esther.
No, it's not.
I'm saying Popovich. Alone Together. Can we type in Alone Together? It's a good show.
Oh, that sucks for me, thinking I came up with
that. Oh, it's a movie.
Oh.
Perry.
Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Okay, well, I guess I didn't.
Is it also a TV show? Can we just double check? TV show? Yeah, Esther Pavitsky. Wait, did I say it right? Yeah.
Wow, good job, Connor.
Thanks. It's good. It's funny. I think like if it's from 2018, watch the first season. That's
okay.
I was watching that. Also, I started rewatching Drunk History. That's one of the best shows. That is so my show.
That is a you show.
Have you watched it?
I've seen a few episodes when like people I'm addicted to are on it, but I haven't like consistently.
Every
it's not really my
every episode.
I hate history.
No, they make it so
even if it's drunk.
They make it so funny though. Like, and I actually like learned so much the other day about like this was not actually from Drunk History, but my friend was drunk and telling me this story the other day.
So in a way
it was Drunk History, but he's really smart and was telling me about, I was like, tell me about the Boston Tea Party. Cause they were like, he knows something about everything. And I was like, Boston Tea Party, one of my favorite, you know, soirees in history. And he's like, well, the funny thing about the Boston Tea Party is the Boston Tea Party obviously sparked the American Revolution, sure. Right? This is basically me reciting Drunk History right now because I feel drunk all the time. And so it sparked the American Revolution, but that happened because whoever had put taxation on teas and stuff.
Right, they were protesting that.
Yeah, that man was put in place in place of the old ruler that all the Americans in the colonies loved. And he had gotten sick from gout.
Isn't that a foot thing?
Yeah, it's when the blood crystallizes in your feet and from like drinking too much red wine and eating too much red meat. So it's kind of like a gluttonous disease, but it was like a sign of success.
Oh, I think it runs in my family.
At that point it was like because you were really successful, you could afford a lot of port.
Is it related to high cholesterol?
I would say so.
I would say so.
I don't know.
Too.
I'm just guessing. But
oh great, I'm gonna get gout.
It's okay. Hunter Bell's had gout as well.
Is like he a okay? lot of people.
Yeah. I think it goes away. It must go away. But anyways.
Chronic.
I'm sure you could have chronic gout. I don't know.
Anyway.
Gout is just a piece of the puzzle here. But so this ruler had gotten gout and was out for the count because of this gout. And because of his love for port wine, which is wine from Portugal, and which is great wine. But because he was out, he was replaced by who was he replaced by? Like Alexander or something? Not the great, I don't know. Who put in place the tax on tea. And because of that, they revolted and threw all the tea in the river, which actually sparked the American Revolution overseas. So that was caused the American, we can thank the current United States we have on port wine, red wine.
Thank you for sharing.
So interesting. I love looking back. Cause like, obviously I know Boston Tea Party sparked the American Revolution.
Right.
Like what caused the, it's the butterfly effect. I've always loved the butterfly effect.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a drunk history on the Boston Tea Party? I bet there is.
There is. And it was pretty much what I said. But funnier. It was so funny because I watched the one the other day. This one was interesting.
Are they drunk when they do it?
The people speaking are drunk. And they are drunk. Like, literally will, like, stop to throw up.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, fall asleep on the ground. And the guy that produces the show will, like, sit on the ground with them and, like, feed them a bagel while they, like, finish the story. But I watched one yesterday with, like, about the writing of the story Frankenstein and how it all came to. And that one was really good. And Will,
like the Mary Shelley Frankenstein?
Yeah, yeah, Mary Shelley. Order. And okay. And Will Ferrell was Frankenstein for that episode. Like, it was so funny. I just love, like, cameos.
Yeah.
So that's what
I'm...
I'm
a big fan of cameos, too. Is it even considered a cameo if there's no, like, regular cast?
Yeah.
Is there a regular cast?
The guy that produces it is on every episode.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's what I've been watching because there's 6 seasons.
Cool.
And they're like bite size. So it's like a good like, okay, I'm going to turn on TV while I eat lunch. And I'm going to watch 2 of these like bite sized shows.
I love it, Connor.
Yeah. You know, there's also takeaways. I love a good takeaway.
Yeah. Nothing like a good takeaway. You okay?
I'm so freaking congested. This is one of those times where I'm really missing having free my nostrils.
Oh, yeah. So if everyone wouldn't mind taking a minute to appreciate having free nostrils.
And
mine
deep
are kind
breaths.
Of free except for my dust.
Yeah. Maybe this is the year.
I got a duster yesterday. I dusted everything. But I feel like I just put it into the air.
I know, maybe this is the year you invest.
And then I wiped with Mr. Clean. Love him. You know he's a gay icon?
No, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what he is? A bald head. Going up, bald head. We should use that. Head. We should use that endearingly. Go on up, bald head.
Reclaim it. Woo! Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe this is the year you get an air purifier.
I did get an air purifier. It doesn't do anything.
I think you need one.
I think I need like a good one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to. It's like two. I'd rather just sleep with dust. I won't be able to figure out how to work it. It's stressing me out just thinking about it.
Are you still working on moving?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So like haven't really
I
made
haven't
any
looked
steps
yet, but
that
it's
way.
Only the third.
I don't know what day
it is. I said I'm moving by summer. That's my resolution.
Oh, cool. That's doable.
Yeah. So I haven't looked yet, but I am going to goals for my new place. No dust.
That's not going to happen. So
no dust.
Don't set yourself up for failure.
In unit washer dryer.
Oh,
do you have that?
Mm-mm.
How far away is it?
What?
You're.
Oh, 15 right. feet, but it's outside.
Oh, do you have to pay for it? That sucks. Me too.
I want to circle back to the in-unit washer dryer when you're done.
That perk would be an ice machine on the fridge.
Damn, you're really...
That's a perk.
Yeah.
Another perk, pool.
Jesus.
Well, I have a pool now.
So you want to live in a complex?
No, I don't. I want my own pool.
You want a house with a pool. Nice.
Yeah.
We're on a
low fee.
We're on House Hunters International. Do you want a view of the ocean as well?
Yeah, that'd be great. I wouldn't mind, but it's a perk. But you know some of those, like, I want like
that a... That was a Tosh.0 joke.
Like a duplex.
You better learn Spanish.
Hello? I want like a duplex kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like the Spanish style.
Yeah.
I
think you should move to Mexico.
And sometimes they have like pools for like the four... like duplexes around, so maybe that could be great. What's the other thing I want? AC.
Walk-in closet?
Well, yeah, that would be good. A nice bathroom with a lot of like storage. I don't have any bathroom storage. Yeah, that could be fine. I actually don't want that after her sink.
Sorry. No. Oh my gosh, that sludge.
Yeah, I'm like anti-sludge.
Oh my gosh, speaking of sludge, guys, we have to tell you about our new merch coming out. We are so freaking excited for it.
We are doing sludge merch.
We're doing sludge. You're each getting, look under your seats, you're each getting a little Ziploc baggie full of sludge from my apartment.
Oh, that is like really actually disgusting.
If you have an enemy, you can leave it on their front door and set it on fire. Of course.
But
who's my first caller today? Oops.
Who?
Not a good one. I gotta call him back.
Okay.
Actually. Not right now.
But anyway, merch.
Merch.
So thank you all for your loving words about the rebrand. We are super excited and we love our teddy bears. And we will be coming out with not only teddy bear like
merch,
clothing
wearables.
Merch, but also like huggable teddy bear, like stuffy that you can like not only cuddle with, but also bring to your job or the bank or going out to lunch or dinner or everywhere you go, because that's normal to do.
They're plushies. They're physical, real dolls. Dolls? They're plushies.
Like a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really excited about them. We got to see previews.
That's what I'm most excited about personally.
We saw previews of everything last week and it is.
You're going to die. I'm real excited. But let's talk about like our New Year's experiences, because we were
gone
for a long time. I'll start. I don't mind.
Take it away.
Okay. So immediately upon leaving Los Angeles, I went to Vegas.
Yeah.
I had no idea I'm like addicted to blackjack in a way that isn't good.
Oh, you have a gambling addiction?
100%.
Whoa.
I did not think I had an addictive personality. I knew I had an obsessive personality, but I always thought like, oh, I could always like stop something.
Yeah.
If I wanted to. Turns out,
Can't.
I lost so much money.
Oh no.
I was up. First of all, I do the blackjack machines. You know the woman? You familiar with that one woman on the machines?
No.
Such a bitch. Yeah. Such a bitch.
Is she in a little vest?
No, she's like in a like nice dress.
Oh, her.
She's like hot.
Yeah.
But
I know.
Don't trust her.
Okay.
Don't trust her. Because just when you're up, Connor, that's when she'll take you down.
That's why I don't know about the machines. Like, you don't think that the machines are maybe
a
little bit rigged?
I don't. Some people think they are. Some people are like, no, they're fully legit. I don't know, because like I do win money for sure. It's just that I can't stop. Yeah. No, I can't. Oh. It's never enough, so I can't stop. So I didn't pay for the trip at all because it was my friend Patrick got like a brand deal and took me and my friend Alexa. And so I didn't pay. So I was like, because I didn't pay, I will take out the money that I would have paid to gamble. So I took out $500. I won like $300. Then kept going until I had nothing left. Even when I said it's a perfect time to walk away, could not if my life depended on it.
Yeah,
I couldn't press that cash out button. Truly, if my life depended on it.
I can't gamble at all. So
and I woke up in the early in the morning at 7 a.m. while everyone was asleep after we had went to bed at like 4, went downstairs to the casino. Oh, no one was there.
Oh, wow, bro. This isn't on my bingo card.
And I was
all
in my pajamas, too.
Yeah, well, you can. It's kind of a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Wow.
So lost all my money and then went to Florida, went back to the casino in Florida.
Oh, my heavens.
Lost my money there, too.
Heavens
as well,
to Betsy, bro. To,
was up, then lost it all.
I don't like that. That pains me.
Mm-hmm. It is like, that's what sucks. Cause like losing money sucks. So you're like, the only way to feel better is to win it back. And then you just lose more.
I have to say, and I mean this like with all love in my heart, I could see you being like one of those people in those like
100%.
Carts that like never actually stand up and they just roll like machine to machine in their scooter.
Yeah.
And just smack that button.
Oh, on God. But I don't know how to do anything else. I don't want to ever learn how to do anything else besides the blackjack machine.
Well, blackjack is like a cornerstone of
blackjack
Vegas.
Is good because like there is, like you feel like you have some control.
Yeah.
There's strategy involved. Whereas the slots, it's just like, I don't know.
Whatever happened, like on
like a God.
Yeah. Oof. Wow, bro.
I actually, though, I will say in Vegas, I did not know that blackjack had strategy.
Oh.
Until Pop-Up in Florida let me know.
Okay.
And so we did a lot of practice rounds. And then I went back to the casino in Florida where I was really much better, but then lost it all.
Right. Growth is growth, mm-hmm. no matter how you look at it.
Do you know how to play backgammon?
Yeah.
I learned how to play that in Florida. So fun.
Fun little
game. I got myself a board.
Wow.
You want to play with me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I love backgammon too as a piece in your home. You can actually leave the backgammon.
I have the piece.
You can leave it open and out, which is a great thing.
Open it out and bust it through.
The worst part about board games, putting them away. I'd rather just set them on fire at the end.
True.
Monopoly,
same
board
with puzzles.
Game?
I'll leave a puzzle out for over a year. Look what I did.
Look at what I did. You should get them framed.
Well, then you can't ever do them again.
Once I do a puzzle, it's like, this is the same bitch.
That's true.
Once I start putting it together, I've already seen her.
That's true.
Anyways, go ahead. Keep going. So Vegas and then...
Vegas was fun. Then I went to Florida where it rained for, I think I was there for 14 days. It rained for 14 days.
Kind of nice, though, because we don't get any rain here. I would have taken rain.
It was kind of... I mean, you know, like, I belong in the hot tub.
Yeah.
So I did go in the hot tub in the rain, but it's hard because I can't bring my book out there because it'll get wet.
Umbrella, bro.
Also, people are always like, how do you not get your book wet in the hot tub? I don't put it underwater. That's how I do that.
Yeah.
But there were a few moments of, like, it was always cloudy. Like, there was no sun, but I was... You know, I got my hot tub reading done. Did not read as much as last time due to the weather.
The rain.
Did not lose any toenails.
Good.
I did. And I'm not going to talk about it that much because I've been talking about it nonstop on TikTok and Instagram and everywhere, and I can't stop. I did get a new personality while
book
I was away.
Fluencer.
Well, yeah, I am a book fluencer. But specifically speaking, I need to issue an apology for my negative talk about the Court of Thorns and Roses series, specifically book one. I have never been more wrong in my life. I read the second book due to everyone making me. Connor changed my life in ways that I...
Wow.
I'm not the same person that you knew in December.
Would you
completely shifted on its axis?
So much so that would you like encourage me to finish the first book?
No,
the
because
second?
You won't. It's like, I feel like it's more so like the romance that gets you so in love with the books, and I don't feel like that would motivate you. You never know, but give it a try. Because now looking back, the first book, best thing I've ever read.
I did give it a try.
I was reading it through the wrong lens. That's the thing. But I can't really. I can't
what
talk
lens?
To
what lens?
I can't. I did end up spoiling the whole book the last time when I said this isn't really a spoiler, but continue to spoil the whole book.
Oh.
So you're reading it. You're just, you've got to read it through a different lens. Gotcha. I can't say because it's kind of like a spoiler. I am now, I'm on book three. I brought it with me because I've been reading it at the red lights.
Like while you're in your car driving?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
It's interesting that you can't text and drive, but you can read a full book if you feel up to it.
Yeah.
They're not going to.
No, yeah, it's fine. Here's what I'll say. My college roommate was reading these books.
Sure.
When they came out. So like 2016 or 2017. And she was like, Brooke, you have to read these books. And I was like, no, I could never. Because she was like addicted to this man with wings. And I was like, I could never be addicted to a man with wings. Shame on me for being so close-minded.
Oh.
My ins and outs for the year, in Men with Wings, out Men Without Wings. Mm. Complete.
Sorry.
Connor, this is, I'm feeling more consumed than I was with Twilight. Twilight's got nothing on this.
Wow, that's a big claim.
Here's what I'll say about the first book. The first book is kind of like reading New Moon first before Twilight. So it's kind of like you read the one, I can't say much more than that, actually.
That's hard.
The girls that get it, we'll get it. Yeah.
We can leave it there too.
Anyway, huge apology on my end. If you were in the same position as me and had just read the first book and don't want to go on, go ahead. Move on for me now. Because your life is about to
take her hand.
Completely flip on its axis. I am. Until I finish these books, I'll be so annoying. And even went after I finish them for years to come.
You can restart from the beginning.
I probably will. That's a good point. I think there's still more coming out.
That like they're gonna make a movie?
They're gonna
about?
Make a Hulu. Hulu has it.
Oh,
I wish they would make a movie instead, though. If it's miscast, that would be the end of me.
Oof.
Yeah, Izzy, I'm getting them for you. Yeah, you, please, everyone. I'm begging you all. Like I'm sick. I'm completely sickly consumed.
Enamored.
I do feel. It is getting in the way of the way I live. I do feel that way. Because I feel like every second I'm not reading them, waste of time. Like, I love being here. I love doing the podcast. Like, I'm so lucky.
But your mind is elsewhere.
I can't be here right now.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. That's it. I'll stop. I'm addicted. I'll stop. Like, I'm sick. I have not been this way since middle school. I have not really. It's like I haven't felt this way about a fictional character where there's no like body, like tangible body to space yet. And since Twilight.
Are you picturing what they look like?
A little,
that's
but
gonna
not.
Be tough.
I'm not very. That's a good question. I don't really do that. Like other people for sure like have like a person in their head, usually cast an actor. I'm not good at that because I don't see images when I close my eyes. It's like all just words and thought. But I am close with the main character.
I haven't read a fictional book in so long, but I definitely was one of the people that would cast the book in my head.
Like, if there's already a movie, those actors will be in my head. But this is hard because they're not human. Because they're so elevated.
Well, they're men with wings at the
end
of the day.
There is no man that could play. You know who.
Well, because nobody has a wing in sight. There's no man with a wing.
I hate being mortal.
That's hard, like,
it's
Brooke.
It's so disgusting. I've never been convinced that, like, I do feel, and I felt this way since Harry Potter, like, I'm waiting for my letter.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, I do think that there's other realms. Because when you think about it, even this realm, the human realm, the mortal realm, like, that's weird.
Oh, I know.
Like, it is kind of magical.
I've almost died so many times, like, there's no doubt in my mind that every other realm I'm dead, except this one. Like, I think this is my only living realm.
I felt that way too. I've always felt, I told you about my almost car accident.
You've gotten in so many of those.
I know. There was one really bad one where I was like, I would have been
perished.
Dead. And then like a week later is when I like blew up on TikTok.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, I think I did die. And then I was actually launched into a different universe, and this is me on TikTok is the different universe I was launched
into.
Like
you flew through your windshield.
I flew through the windshield through the portal.
Wow.
Yeah.
We also had another person that messaged me and said they got in a car wreck listening to BNC.
It does suck.
They're fine though. They DM'd me.
Yeah. Maybe you, I don't know. Cause I just, I don't want you to read the books cause I don't think you'll like them. And yeah. It's like, I don't want that energy. I feel horrible that I was able to provide that energy for other people. Best books in Sarah J. Maas, this woman, I bow to her.
I'm sure she'll think about me.
I bow to no one.
I'm sure.
Except well, Sarah J. Maas.
I've heard you bow several times. I wouldn't say the no one. I'm reading Steve Martin's book right now. Such a king.
Are there wings?
I think he has wings. I just can't see them.
I love him.
I love him.
You know Steve Martin movie is? I guess this is, I don't really consider this a Steve Martin movie, but just like the best movie that Steve Martin has to be in, happens to be in. It's Complicated.
I didn't even know he's in that.
Yeah.
I think his best by far is Cheaper by the Dozen.
I agree. But
what?
The best
what is
movie
it?
Is It's Complicated. What?
Oh, wait. Were you agreeing or no? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is a classic.
Can you look at my pit stains in the shirt?
Oh, I can see them every time you stretch.
I never get pit stains.
Your shirt, like, I like it, but I think February is my least favorite month.
Can I ask what that has to do with the shirt?
It's like hearts and pink.
Oh, okay. This is my new favorite shirt, but there's something wrong with the manufacturing. That's not my fault. This is a manufacturing error.
I think it's just low thread count.
Yeah, it's low thread count.
Yeah.
That's not my... Have I been lifting my arms the whole episode? Mm-hmm. Sorry.
It's fine. I've also got a full...
Yay!
I've got a full jacket on. I'm drenched under that.
Why didn't you tell me?
What am I going to say?
You have horrible pit stains?
Everybody has pit stains.
I know. I just don't usually get them.
I feel like...
I think it's my wet deodorant. Because I got that wet Old Spice.
Well, I'll never switch from the wet Old Spice.
Yeah, I'm doing wet Old Spice. Yeah. Like the clear. So yeah. That's what it is. I don't sweat. So
no, me neither. I'm sorry. I stayed here for Christmas and then went to Colorado for New Year's.
Oh, yeah. How was your break?
It was good. It was pretty mellow, like relatively mellow. I was just going to say, I checked a bag for the first time in my life because Away was gracious enough to send me like a giant check bag.
Oh, and,
like,
that's nice of them.
I'll never be able to do this again. You know, like I'll never, but jackets and ski stuff, like I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then I get to the airport and like, yeah, I've been working out. So my bag was
48.
Fine. I was like, this is 30 pounds.
What is it, 50?
72. It was 72 pounds. No idea what I packed. It was one of those trips where like I blacked out while packing. And then I was like, I'm here for 4 days. Like, why did I, but I brought like 6 jackets. I'm like, whatever. I get to the airport. I didn't know that you could just simply pay for overweight baggage. Mm-hmm. I'm unzipped. I'm running a thrift store in Terminal 7. I'm not going to just let this go to anyone. This would fit you really well. Wrangler denim.
You're
jacket.
Kidding.
No. And like a lot of this stuff, I was like, I've never worn this in LA because it's not cold enough.
Oh, I wouldn't. I would go home.
I was like, this is going to come back full circle to me. Madewell jeans, sir. You look like a 31 waist. I am right. Here you go.
Oh my God, Santa.
It was actually like so fun. And there was such a like a sense of community in Terminal 7 bag check area. When like I'm just like hawking my clothes at people, I got it down to 53 pounds and then I had to wear a jacket over my jacket and carry my ski helmet on board. Yeah, everyone
imagine.
Was like super nice and stoked. And so I just like felt kind of like a high going in. A low was when I realized that I could have kept my clothes and just paid like $40 because they're worth more than $40.
That's tough. I would have just wished I never learned that.
Yeah. Well, on the way back, my luggage was still overweight somehow, even without all this stuff. So I paid it was $20 for me to pay because it was 52 pounds.
Well, I'm sure you know that I wasn't able to lift my
suitcase
in the overhead bin and then almost dropped it on a little girl and her father had to jump and save her life from his aisle seat unbuckled. It was horrible. So yay.
Oh my God.
Love it. But I'll continue to bring my carry on.
Yeah. What choice do you have? Your tubes are tied.
Mm-hmm.
But I had my helmet for my ski helmet strapped to the back of my backpack. So I didn't have to like physically hold it. I'm walking through the aisle and it's kunk.
Oh, it that's so annoying.
Like 15 people before the guy behind me was like, hey, your helmet's hitting everybody. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
What do you think about people with neck pillows?
They don't work. Why do we keep pretending like neck pillows work?
I have one like on my backpack and I like give myself the biggest ick when I use it. I'm like, this is so embarrassing. I think they work.
I think one of the biggest, oh, not for me.
When I'm on the window, when I'm in the window seat and I'm like laying.
Oh, well, that could just be a pillow.
Yeah, but it's just like more, it's easier to carry that around because you can strap it to your backpack.
Well, I always bring like a big fluffy hoodie in my suitcase mm-hmm. or in my backpack and then I put it against the window. So, and then that's like the same thing for me. But any neck pillows that are pushing my neck out, I'm a big faller forward.
Mm.
So in my head, like.
Put your neck pillow on backwards.
I've tried everything. I promise you. Like I'm almost to the point where I'm going to buy that thing you blow up when you get to your thing and then you put it on the tray table in front of you and you put your arms like this.
Oh, I sleep on the tray table. Do you? Is that a no-no? Oh,
I can't. Like I'm a little bit.
I do it in the windows.
Listen to this. I put my. This is why I don't do it anymore. I put my head down and I'm like.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
do
like,
that.
Perfect. But you know when it's like economy, straight up economy, like it's actually too close for my back to bend down.
Oh, I'm.
You're petite.
Completely.
You could sit on the tray table crisscross applesauce. You're so tiny. Uh-huh. But I put my head down, Brooke. Okay. Picture this. I put my head down and I fall asleep. And then all of a sudden.
They recline.
They recline and my head is trapped.
Oh my God.
In between that tray table and thing. And I was like this. Oh, like I'm like in a headlock.
Oh.
Like this. And I couldn't get out, so I have PTSD.
I always look around and I'm like, why do not more people do this? Because it seems like the easiest way to sleep is just like to put your head on your tray table. But I guess it's because not everyone can physiologically,
yeah,
physically, etc. Yeah.
No, it's hard. And then also my arms fall asleep when I have them up here. Because I think that's probably like early stroke warning that my arms keep falling asleep.
I was thinking me too, but twitching. My twitches are so bad.
When you're like,
when I'm
falls
yeah,
me too.
But like, it's like I can't sleep because they just keep waking me up.
I'm like that woman on the plane in Bridesmaids. It's like, there's a woman on the wing, but I'll have it like in my sleep. I'll be like, we're falling. Like,
oh, yeah.
Every time right before I fall asleep, I need to be taped to the seat.
I've been not a good, like, I used to like flying, but I've been so scared recently.
Well, because a plane shouldn't be in the air.
I've
always said that. It's made out of metal. How, like, I literally have to make myself fall asleep for the entire flight. Or else I start thinking about it. What, I'm just up in the air in this metal tube?
But do you ever like look around the plane
and
you're like,
why did I do this?
Yeah.
I'm like, I should have rented a car from Hertz and driven from Colorado to California.
Okay, well, I'd actually rather die, I think. But have you ever just like look around the plane and you're like, okay, that person like seems like a good person. Nothing bad would happen to them. So therefore I'm safe.
I have to go through logistics of the entire thing of like, no, Brooke, because I see that good person and I see their Facebook wall blowing up with their friends being like, oh my God, may you rest. You're the best person ever.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I see.
Oh, I see nothing would happen to them because they need to stay on this earth.
I just think about, like, I want the numbers in front of me. I'm like, how many flights are going out today? So my probability is low.
Yeah.
But of course, at TSA security at the Aspen airport, it was like a timeline at security to the right of the conveyor belt. There was a timeline of like all of the horrible things TSA has stopped. 80 hijacking attempts in 1992. I'm like, put that number away. Don't tell me that you stopped 80? How many were there?
You know what someone 94? Told me recently,
14
Connor?
14 is the number that I'm thinking of.
Listen to this. There are
12
knives in the restaurants in the terminal.
Oh, Brooke. Oh, no.
Like, what?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, you know what I used to think about?
On God.
Remember when they first banned liquids at the airport?
Uh-huh.
And I saw a man with a water bottle. I go, oh, my God. Oh, my God, we're going down. He bought it, like, after security.
Yeah.
But, like, I was like, oh, my God, I'm shaking. Like, see something, say something. Like, should I step in?
Yeah. I'm just like really freaked out that like, why aren't we going through like maybe like another detector as we get on the plane?
Mm.
Get this. I had the weirdest flight I did from Vegas to Florida. I had a layover. And so it was North Carolina to Florida. And getting on that plane, I had to go through TSA at the gate too.
Oh.
How weird is that? That's like, I had to show my ID and everything.
I've had a couple flights like that, but just at smaller airports.
Yeah, this plane, get this. And this is not an insult to flight attendants at all. There are people of every single job in the world that are assholes. Yeah, period. So this person was just an asshole. Not all flight attendants are assholes at all. So on that plane, there were about six people on the plane. Okay. It's like kind of a small plane. Didn't like, it looked, it was a different orientation than other planes I've seen. About six people on the plane. The only row that had two people in it was the row that I was in. Everyone else had their own row. And the gentleman next to me eating Doritos with Dorito dust covering his whole body decided to actually stay in the middle seat next to me instead of at least going to the aisle. Stayed in the middle seat next to me. Okay. Empty rows everywhere you can look. An empty aisle seat next to him. Stayed in the middle seat next to me, covered in Dorito dust. Okay. The second the plane like is in the air, I move from my window seat to the row in front of me that no one is in. It's an hour flight. I'm in there the whole time. As we are descending, as the pilot says, flight attendants, like, take your seats. A flight attendant who has seen me 18 times comes up to me and says, you actually can't sit in this row unless you pay for it. Excuse me?
Whoa.
What? First of all, you could have said that. It would have been an asshole thing to say that to me when I first started sitting there because every single row in this plane is open. But okay, sure, do your job if you need to. But like as we're landing, there are 6 minutes left of the flight. And also it is dangerous for me to get up. That's what? Weird.
Yeah. Time and a place.
Yeah. So that sat with me. And so I had to go back to the Dorito desk. She was still sitting in the middle seat. Yeah.
I was going to say sometimes like I've done that before and moved to like the row that's like intentionally blocked off for the flight attendants if there's an emergency. And everybody was already seating and it was like a bigger plane.
Uh-huh.
And I was like that ant with a knapsack, like moving back to my seat. I was like, okay, I understand.
Like there was nothing
walk
special
of shame.
About this row. She said it was the exit row. It wasn't.
Oh.
I mean, not that I could see. There was no exit.
Oh, well, if you couldn't have seen the exit, that's a larger problem.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to do before we cancel or before we finish, I want to do our ins and outs.
Yeah.
For 2024.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Ins and outs for 2024. I have a bunch, and I want to like preface that these are personal because I don't speak for everybody. So in for 2024, not speaking for everybody.
In for 2024, not speaking for everybody.
What I say, you don't have to relate to.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
Perfect.
Like I'm allergic to blank. Doesn't matter.
Avoid it.
Yeah.
I'm having some peanut butter later.
I have one in and out, in men with wings, out men without wings.
Oh yeah, that's good.
That's it.
Okay. N. Completing a task. Finish it. That's for me.
Good.
I want to complete a task.
Good.
I want to complete every task.
That's good.
Out. Asking for a favor.
Oh, I don't think that should be out.
Personal.
You should never be afraid to ask for help.
Personal.
Okay.
You should ask for someone to lift your bag into the overhead bin.
Yeah.
Not speaking for you. N. Tap water.
Yeah.
Okay. Out, mounting your TV.
Oh, why?
Personal. I'm just kind of into credenza lately. This is personal, yeah.
But you could put so many things on top of the credenza while your TV's hanging. Too cluttered?
I just, to be honest, this is a personal thing because I can't find, because in my new place, I have one of those huge, like, things coming out of the wall, and I don't even know what its purpose
is. Say more about the
like
huge thing coming out of the wall?
I don't know if it's like a heater or what. But it's just coming, it's protruding, so there's not a good space on my wall. So I'm flipping this thing on its head. I'm going to put my couch against that wall, and then I'm going to put my TV like in the middle of the room on a credenza.
In the middle of the room?
In the middle of my living room. You haven't been to my place, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. In the middle of the living room. There's room.
Whatever. Do you mean in the middle? Like in the middle? Like and there's space around it, and you can just walk all around it?
Yeah.
You're confusing me.
Well, I'll get a visual for you when we get off.
Okay.
And running into someone and then just being like, all right, we'll see you later. Instead of being like, we should do something.
Yeah.
Okay. In fountains.
When were they out?
I feel like we just kind of lost touch with fountains. Would love to see more fountains.
Appreciating fountain appreciation.
Hand in hand, making a wish is out. You should just not ask anything of the fountain. Just let it be.
Making wishes is out only fountain related?
Yeah,
or
you can make a wish upon a star.
Eyelash?
Oh, in.
Candles?
What?
Birthday candles?
Oh. Out. Because that's not fun. Everyone at the party wants to know what you wish for. You know?
11-11?
Questionable.
Okay.
Let's leave that one up to the gods. In vanity plates.
Mm-mm.
Because I may not be able to read a book while I'm driving, but I could actually play that puzzle where you try to figure out what that vanity plate says. That's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Provide a little Wordle for people on the go. Out, phone on the table during a meal.
Yeah, that's a good out.
Yeah. Put it like in your crotch area, or if you're someone that with a purse, put it in your purse. Out. Oh, I'm out of outs. Okay, in learning how to defrost my windshield.
That's good.
Still don't
I'd
get
like
it.
To learn that too.
I would like to just learn in general, like what all the buttons in my car.
Why does my air and heat have to go off if I'm defrosting?
Because it's not off. It's just on your windshield, I think.
Yeah, I want it on my body and the windshield.
You can do both.
You can only do feet and windshield.
Ooh, I can.
No, you can't.
I can do face and windshield. In fact, I did it this morning.
So you know how to defrost your windshield?
No, I know how to keep the air on my face while my defroster's on. It's probably my car exploding. Just like a car alarm going off. Questionable. Because I could see these going either way for people. I'm not calling the shot here. Photo dumps.
Oh, I love those.
I love them too. But I could just see people being like, I'm going back to posting one photo. Two. Oh, here's one I have a question about. Fixing up an apartment that you're renting.
What do you think?
Because there's this girl on TikTok that's putting like a ton of money in like replacing windows and stuff in this apartment that she's renting. And here's my two sides. One, you're just sinking money and you're not going to get that money back. Two, why not really fix up the place? Because you're living in it and every moment is special and matters. And you should really like where you live. I'm the biggest proponent of that via sludge feature coming out of her sink.
Yeah, I could see both. Yeah, I could see both.
Like when my landlord was like trying to convince me to get my place, she's like, you could get like, if you really want an in-unit washer dryer, like they sell like mini ones and you could like get that and put it in, you know, on the other side of the house and just run it through your sink. And I was like, I don't want to do that because it's almost the same thing as me going 15 feet and paying for the $4 for total that I have to pay every time I wash and dry.
I've been doing laundry service that I'm addicted to and I won't be able to stop, unfortunately. Did it once and just because I had my laundry build up too much that it became impossible for human or non-human or fairy to do. And then I just got addicted, unfortunately.
Yeah, I like the worst part about the, I just like can't even speak to someone that has an in-unit washer dryer. We're just like not on the same plane. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, well, you don't have an in-unit washer. You have an in-unit washer dryer?
You don't
okay.
know hardship.
King of England.
Mm-hmm.
Circle back. You don't understand like what I'm doing day to day.
What's hard is I had one in Philly.
I haven't had
in
one.
My apartment.
I haven't had one since college, since I lived in like a house with like 9 people. You know, like we just had to have one. But I have the out of unit one and it's a walk. And I know you know this, but like the worst part about that is like when you drop a sock or like a white t-shirt and you're in like outside, it's like,
I'll always like be bringing, because I have to walk up steps to bring my laundry back upstairs when I used to do it. And I would always like come back out like 3 hours later and like 15 pairs of my underwear would be
strewn about
on the steps.
You're like a Hansel and Gretel leaving breadcrumbs to your apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's something I'm dealing with. And it was funny because I've had out of unit washer dryer, but like I've never had to pay for it on account of paying so much money in rent.
Right.
So why would I pay additional for the facility? And so I was like, I don't even know where to find a coin.
You have to do coins?
Coins!
Oh, mine's an app.
Oh my God. No, I have to go get coins. And I texted Kat Wellington because I know that she gets coins. And I go, where do I get a
coin?
Where do I get a bunch of quarters? Because I went to the gas station. And I was like, can I get a piece of gum or a pack of gum? And I'm going to pay with this 20. Then can you give me the change in quarters? And he was like, no. Yeah. And I was like, well, what do I do?
I think you might have to go to the bank.
What do I do? And the gas station, guy goes, go to the bank.
I'm yeah.
Like, I got to go to the bank to do laundry?
I think so.
It's like I'm doing like a side quest every time I like need a
just
stain.
Get a lot. Get a massive jar.
I need a piggy bank.
Get a jug.
I'm an adult with both.
Oh my God. I would in piggy banks.
Oh, in his piggy banks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, did you have one when you were little?
Yeah, my own's a frog.
Oh, that's darling.
What sucked is I dropped it when we moved one time. And so his hand broke off. So all the coins kind of start slipping out of his forearm.
Mm. I want to also say that I had a piggy bank that was a frog, but it might just because you said that.
Okay.
But I might have.
Self-awareness is in.
But I might have.
Wait, do you have the do's and don'ts too?
No.
Okay. Wait, I just have some that I'm going to do.
Mine is just my one thing is just go on walks and quit the gym, which might be reverse, like going backwards.
Okay.
But yeah. Like, I think that going on walks, as TikTok has told me, I will hear what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Because like there's one side of TikTok that's like going on walks is just like the best form of exercise. And there's another that's like you need to be like lifting weights and doing 3, 9, 30, 12, 30, 30, whatever. And I'm just like, that person just said I can just walk. So that's who I'm actually believing.
Yeah, you can actually align with whatever you want.
Yeah, so that's
what
I'm aligning with. I might quit the gym.
I mean, there's that family that
I only walked there anyway.
There's that family that only eats butter. And I'm like, they seem so happy.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'm not going to like rule it out. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a doctor. Never claimed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Need to go back to the doctor. I'm going to unsubscribe from the spam emails that I get every single day.
Oh.
Like the things that I signed up for a 10% discount that email me every single day. I'm going to sit down one day when I have 9 hours to spare and I'm going to say stop to every one of them.
That's bold. I would just make a new email.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
But like then people with my old email are like, I emailed you 6 times. I'm like, oh, well, I've switched. You should have kept up with the times.
Right.
I want to wash my face with like a face wash.
Okay.
I use Dr. Bronner's or the tea tree stuff from Trader Joe's.
That's fine.
Yeah, I guess.
Isn't that a 19-in-1?
Dr. Bronner's?
Yeah.
You can like wash your floor with.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if it's good enough for my floor, it's good enough for my noggin.
Exactly.
Wearing white after Labor Day. I just had a question about that. What is that?
Oh, we're over. That's over.
When is after? Isn't it every day after Labor Day?
I think it's from Memorial Day to Labor Day that you can.
Oh, rubbish. No.
I think like people don't adhere to that anymore because it's stupid.
Do you want to make any predictions about Gypsy Rose now that she's free out of the clink?
Out of the clink? She is just so like so sweet. Like every time I listen to her and watch her, I'm just like, oh my God, like she needs to be protected.
I worry about her because she has now risen to fame.
Do you think she's gonna go full influencer mode?
So quickly that like I don't wish this upon her, but like I could see her life imploding because her husband's now like on the cutting block because people are like dogging on him and she came out and was like, Ryan, don't listen to the haters. Also, the D is fire. I was like,
when did she say that?
That was yesterday.
On what?
I think an Instagram caption or something.
I do have to go look at that right now.
Oh, I'll send you it. I have it saved. So Gypsy Rose saying that her husband Ryan's D is fire wasn't like something I was ready to hear.
Right.
But here you go, Brooke. I'll send it to you.
Is
right
it
now.
A video?
I sent it to you on Twitter. Yeah, I kind of anticipate her blowing up and then like something's going to happen where it's like,
oh, she commented on his post. Ryan, don't listen to the haters. I love you and you love me. We do not know anyone, anything. Our family is what matters. If you get likes and good comments, great. If you get hate, then whatever, because they don't matter. I love you. Besides, they're jealous because you are rocking my world every night. Yeah, I said it. The D is fire. Happy wife, happy life. On God. Like she didn't sell
her. I want to believe that this is something that's
genuine. I mean, the thing is, we just don't know, so it's like
it's really funny that everyone's like, oh well, we forget that
she's clearly happy.
Yeah, she's stoked, she's out of jail.
Yeah,
I'm happy for that.
I love her.
It is like so often we forget that she didn't murder her mom. Like we are forgetting that
she didn't
her. Well, yeah, I guess, but like this is kind of perpetuating that thing where it's like, oh, the serial killers that want to be famous.
No, she's not a serial killer.
No, I'm saying it's like a tough look. Like we are like,
I mean, it is like a little morally gray, but when you really think about it, like she was like,
oh, I know. No, I'm team Gypsy for sure.
Yeah.
Like that woman was evil.
Yeah. And then every single member of her family was like, good. I'm glad.
Oh my gosh. Imagine.
Cause that woman was so evil.
Imagine being the person in your family that was like, okay, if we had to kill one person here, like at Thanksgiving, who would it be? And everyone like unanimously votes you. Oh, we're kidding. We're kidding.
Yeah, that would suck. But in this case, like, yeah.
Yeah. Her tubes were tied. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I guess that's just like a classic watch this space situation. I wish her all the best, as well as her husband, Ryan.
I do wish her the best.
And I'm so happy that Ryan is rocking Gypsy's world every night.
Yeah. Fire emoji.
With his fire D.
Yeah. Fire emoji.
Go off, y'all.
All right. Should we head to the bonus?
Wait. Go on up, you bald head. Rocking her world.
Youths.
Yeah, let's go to the bonus. Let's do the first bonus of 2024. Let's rock their world with D's.
Let's
bro.
Rock the world with our bonus episode fire emoji D.
D.
Okay.
You already know what it is, baby. Bye, you guys. Happy New Year.
This week on Close Friends. Are you learning all this from Drunk History?
Yes, it's awesome, Brooke. It's so fun because it's like dumbed down, but like that's what I needed.
Greek mythology would have been fun.
You would have loved it.
Yeah.
Because of the men with wings.
Yeah. Pretend you're Andrew Garfield watching your ex-girlfriend's movie premiere.
Okay, I'll try to channel that. Yeah,
and someone kissed me that like caught me a little off guard. Like I got nervous and then I said, happy birthday.
I had a similar experience.
Tell me.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.